This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, brothers and sisters from every little parts of this world. IRIB English Radio again, and you're listening to the program For a Better Life. I am Bita, and again, I'm honored to be with you in this episode. As you know, there are times in everybody's life that we may feel like, okay, this is really difficult. Why should I go through all these difficulties in my life? What could be the reason of all these difficulties? Why me? You know, these are the questions I think all of the people, even you, everyone, every each of you, dear listeners, have been gone through this. So, I think we have to talk more about the philosophy of undesirable events in life. You know, we can repeat that we should not create difficulties for ourselves. You know, sometimes this actual philosophy that, okay, there may be some difficulties in everybody's life, but it doesn't mean that you have to make difficulties in order to improve your life. No, it means that if you face a condition which is difficult for you, you have to maintain balance. You have to go and find an opportunity to seize the moment of difficulty and develop your life and go for a better life. So, at the same time, it often happens that difficulties increase our willpower, just like iron, which is strengthened when placed in hot smelting pots. In the smelting pots of difficulties, we become experienced and more persevering. War, for example, is basically not good, but sometimes a difficult and long war causes the abilities of a nation to blossom and transform into unity and quickly makes up for our falling behind. A famous Arab historian says this beautiful quote, "The blossoming of civilization has appeared throughout history in various parts of the world. It followed a country being attacked by a powerful foreign country, being awakened and mobilizing their forces." Of course, reactions to difficulties are not similar among all people in all societies. One group falls into despair, weakness, pessimism, and reaches a negative conclusion, but there are individuals who have the right attitude when faced by these difficulties and are actually stimulated, mobilized by them, begin to move, and they are filled with excitement and enthusiasm. So it doesn't mean that difficulty means an opportunity to be successful. No, it depends on your actually reaction, your attitude towards every difficulty you face in your life. There are times like we actually face difficulties, and the only thing we can achieve from this difficulty is weakness, is actually despair, is all these negative conclusions. But if we maintain the right personality, if we maintain the right mindset, facing difficult situations, actually it will lead us to a level that we can use every difficulty and turn it into an opportunity to have a better life. So, because in such situations, many people judge by what appears in the surface, they only see the bitterness and difficulties and ignore the positive and constructive effects. So, let's keep it here, go for a short break, then we're going to come back. Stay tuned, dear listeners.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need,
oh, 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 oh,
love is all I need.
For a Better Life here again, and we're talking about the philosophy of difficult and undesirable events in everybody's life, and different reactions towards all these difficulties that we have in our lives as actually separated individuals. And if you study the life of geniuses of the world, you will see that almost all of them suffer difficulties and great misfortunes. There are fewer people who are raised in comfort and luxury, who have shown themselves to be geniuses and who have risen to a high position. A good commander of an army is a person who has been a difficult and long, who has seen a difficult and long battle. Their economic genius are people who have fallen into difficulties in the economic markets. And great politicians are those who have passed through hard and difficult political struggles. In summary, we can say that difficulties and undesirable events in everybody's life actually nurtures them, nurture everybody's soul. And these are the keys in order to have a better and more meaningful life. And let's have this quote and this beautiful verse from Holy Quran, which says, "It may be that it is like a thing, and God brings about through it a great deal of good for you." This is really beautiful. It means that sometimes if we like you are being tortured, you are suffering, you are actually being discriminated, you are being in a life that you don't deserve, but maybe this is all you think because your wisdom is not complete and you cannot see the future, and because you are actually, you're an imperfect creature, you cannot understand the depth of the wisdom of Allah and the wisdom of every event that happened in your life. In the previous actually episodes, we have seen that little by little our being has a goal or purpose. Our eyes are for a purpose. Our ears are for a purpose. Our heart, brain, nerves, each have been created for a purpose. Even our fingers, tips have a philosophy behind them. So as I told you, everything has a reason. Thus, how is it possible that our total being be without a purpose, you know? At the same time, for the completion of this task, one must look every once in a while at one's scenes, and one's scenes must be shown or pointed at. In facing difficulties, in following God's commands, one becomes familiar with one's ugly and evil deeds and will turn back to God. It is here that a part of the difficulties and unforeseen events are, in reality, some blessings. And the Holy Quran says, "Corruption has appeared on land and sea because of the deed that the hands of men have earned, that God may give them a taste of some of their deeds in order that they may turn back from evil." These difficulties and these undesirable events in everybody's life sometimes is a sign of blessing. Let's keep it here, go for a short break. You know, it's the same thing, we don't like these breaks. Maybe there is a wisdom behind them. Thank you for listening to us. Stay tuned. IRIB English Radio, the program for a better life. Again, we were talking about the wisdom behind the undesirable events that happen in everybody's life, that we may face them. And, nothing what we have said above, painful events are confirmations of evil, interpreting them as, you know, calamities that are considered to be in a position to justice is far from logic and intellectual reasoning, because the further we go into this narrow way, we will better understand the various philosophies. As I told you up to here, sometimes people commit sins and they put themselves in difficult situations and difficulties. And these difficulties in everybody's life can be a blessing. How? In a way that maybe this is a taste of some of their deeds, maybe, in order that they may turn back from evil. So at the end of this episode, I want to tell you, dear listeners, that there may be some difficult times in everybody's life, like my life, like your life, like every individual on earth. But it doesn't mean that this is the end. This is the end of everything. This is what you deserve. This is exactly an exam that you have to pass in order to achieve to a higher level of development for your soul. So in order to have a better life, sometimes you have to go through so many difficulties. Thank you for listening to me. It was all the time I had for today's episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share.